Let's call this meeting to order. Welcome, everyone. I can't believe it's October the 23rd of 2017. Welcome to the meeting of the Port Commission. I'm just going to take a few minutes. I don't have a lot to talk about this morning, but a couple of things to highlight. First of all, we were the host city again for the Break Bulk Conference, which is a great thing for Port Houston and a wonderful thing for the city at large. We're the biggest break bulk port in the nation, and so we've been named the primary host for the conference since 2014. It has the largest gathering of break bulk executives, shippers, logistics, and other delegates interested in that line of business. We had over 5,000 registered attendees for that conference from October 17th through the 19th. Has an estimated economic impact of $3.6 million to the greater Houston region, taking into consideration revenues driven by hotel accommodations, transportation, and restaurant services throughout the event. I want to compliment our staff on the booth at the Break Bulk Conference that was representing Port Houston. It was the best looking thing I've ever seen, and you could see it from the entry to the hall. It was really, really beautifully done, so I want to give you guys a hand for that. And speaking of revenues driven by hotel accommodations, transportation, and restaurant services, I would also like to mention that I noticed when we were at the Break Bulk Conference that all the restaurants there in front of the facility, including Bud's Barbecue, had a very healthy attendance and very robust business. So congratulations, Commissioner Branch. That's terrific. Okay, so community outreach, that's really important to us as an organization. We pride ourselves on being good corporate stewards, not only of our resources and the environment, but also our community relationships that are so important to who we are and what we do. So recent events that we have that I would like to highlight today, number one is Adopt a Beach on September 23rd, a month ago. Port Houston partnered with the Galveston Bay Foundation to host one of the General Land Office's Adopt a Beach sites at Morgan's Point. Although this was a previously planned event, efforts were expanded because of the effects of Hurricane Harvey on Texas beaches. There were nearly 100 volunteers, many from Port Houston. We are such a volunteering organization. I love that about us. The volunteers cleared 2,000 pounds of trash, debris, and recyclables from a half-mile stretch of beach along Galveston Bay. So thank you all for your participation in that very worthwhile event. The next one is Park to Port. For the fourth year in a row, Port Houston partnered with Herman Park Conservancy and helped host the Park to Port bike ride on October the 7th. Port Houston employees, family, and friends again participated in the 20-mile ride from Herman Park's Bayou Parkland east along the Bayou Greenway Trail to Brady's Landing, located on the Houston Ship Channel. Additionally, other Port Houston team members helped host the Midpoint Turnaround event with snacks, drinks, and music. Always very important to have snacks at the middle of the event. Volunteers visited with riders and cheered them on as they started back towards Herman Park for a post-ride celebration. So that must have been a lot of fun. I did not participate, but thank you to everyone that did. And then third, on October the 18th, the Backpack Buddy event. Over 50 Port Houston employees volunteered at the Houston Food Bank to benefit the Backpack Buddy program. This program was designed to help alleviate child hunger by providing underprivileged children with backpacks full of nutritious, easily digestible food. This month's program specifically focused on preparing disaster backpacks with personal hygiene products for families impacted by Hurricane Harvey. Special thank you to all the volunteers who gave their time sorting, preparing, and packing nearly 3,500 backpacks. So I would like to give a round of applause to our volunteers and our staff for having participated in these three events. We're not going to have a regular Port Commission meeting in November. In lieu of the regular monthly meeting, we will hold our annual budget workshop on Tuesday, November the 14th at 2 p.m. We'll have our next regular meeting of the Port Commission on Tuesday, December the 12th. So on to the agenda. First is the approval of minutes from three meetings, special Port Commission meeting on September 5th, one on September the 26th, and one on October the 4th, moved by Commissioner Meese.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Minutes approved as written. Okay, so Port Commission Committee updates. First is the Audit Committee. I will take that one, and then I'm going to ask Commissioner Fitzgerald to handle the Pension and Benefits Task Force. We talked about the investment policy and internal controls for investment. As part of the annual review of the investment policy and internal corporate controls for investment, staff proposed various modifications, including updates to comply with the Public Funds Investment Act as amended, and modifications to the list of approved banks, broker-dealers, custodians, money market funds, and commercial paper direct issuers. The committee concurred with staff's proposed changes and recommends adoption of the revised investment policy and internal controls for investments as presented under agenda item I2. We also covered the internal audit report to the committee. Staff provided a dashboard overview of the status of the 2017 internal audit activities. Staff also provided reports related to foreign trade zone compliance, treasury investments policy audit, promotion and development fund reviews for 2017 first and second quarters. Staff informed the committee that there were no issues reported under the Port Authority's whistleblower policy during the year through August of 2017, which is also a very good turn of events. Staff also advised the committee of upcoming proposed policy revisions. We also had a presentation by Grant Thornton, LLP. They presented their 2017 financial statement audit and retirement plan audit approaches and methodologies. This update included planned audit completion timelines, advisement of recent regulatory changes affecting the Port Authority's financial statements, and other routine matters. I would be happy to answer any questions. Okay, hearing none, I would ask that we go ahead and take out of order item I2 for approval.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Kennedy, seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Commissioner Fitzgerald, would you please provide an update on the Pension and Benefits Task Force?
Thank you. Good morning, Chairman and Commissioners. A meeting of the Pension and Benefit Committee was held on October 4th, 2017, and covered three items. First item was presentation by Grant Thornton regarding audit plans. It was acknowledged that during the audit committee meeting, Grant Thornton, our outside auditors, presented the plans for the Port Authority financial statements audit for the year ending 12/31/2017, as well as the pension plan audit for the fiscal year ending 7/31/2017. The second item was a review of the performance for the second quarter of 2017, both the pension plan and the OPEP trust. As of June 30th, 2017, the pension plan had assets of $175 million and OPEP trust had assets of $58 million. During the last 12 months, the pension plan had a positive return of 10.2% and OPEP trust had a positive return of 10.3%. This compares favorably against any actuarial assumption rate of 6.75%. The expense ratio was also favorable with savings of over $1.2 million combined versus average market fees. The pension plan remains well funded with a ratio of 32.4% of the last valuation performed in 2016. The third item, as you recall, back in July, the Port Commission authorized the Executive Director to prepare revisions to the pension plan to clarify retirement benefits for current and future employees that go out on long-term disability leave. The committee recommends approval of these requested revisions, which is included in item M2 in today's agenda. Thank you, Madam Chairman. Any commissioners, I'll answer any questions.
Very good. Any questions? Okay. Are there any appearances this morning? Can I ask, though, Captain Sharon, would you mind coming forward for a moment to talk about the pilot boat christening on Saturday that was just so terrific?
Well, it went very well. We had the weather cooperating.
As most of you may know, you were one of the sponsors. You were a sponsor of the pilot boat Houston.
It was easy to remember.
She did, as you said, stated early in the event that you didn't have prepared remarks, so it was real good. And Mrs. Carrie Taylor was the other sponsor of the pilot boat Bayou City.
Senator Larry Taylor's wife.
Senator Larry Taylor's wife. She was also thrilled to be a sponsor. Tom Abrams, weekend Channel 13 anchor, was our MC. I had a brief speaking part. I've learned to keep speeches short. So that went very well. As I said, the weather cooperated. I saw a lot of the port and a few of the commissioners there. Thank you for coming and showing your support. And I'll finish this just like I finished my address on Saturday. We really appreciate the support of industry for these two new pilot boats because they are safe and efficient, and they make all of the pilots' jobs easier. So thank all of you for what you've done.
So, Captain Sheeran, I was really impressed with the design of those pilot boats. You call it a swath.
Yes.
And would you describe for
It looks like a catamaran, but swath is an acronym that stands for Small Waterplane Area Twin Hull. So they're actually hulls beneath the waterline that house the machinery, the generators and the main engines.
Super stable.
Super, super stable. Yes, ma'am.
Well, that was very impressive.
And an update on the crane ship. I just pulled it up on marine traffic. Looks like it's around 39:40. I would guess turning into the cut around 11 o'clock and be all fast by about noon. Making good time, 9.8 knots.
Good. Well, I'm so glad you brought that up because that was something else I was going to mention to everyone assembled. If, you know, anyone has the opportunity to go to see the cranes come through, it's quite a sight. Would you mind telling people where they would go to view that?
Morgan's Point. I think you can still get down to the area where the old hamburger shack was, and I think you'll have a great vantage point from Morgan's Point.
Thank you so much, Captain. You bet.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I went over the Hartman Bridge on my way here and saw him in the distance, so it's not recommended that you stop on the Hartman Bridge.
And don't make a U-turn.
No U-turns allowed, but it is a very impressive sight coming
down. You can see it from the city of Galveston. You could look out across the horizon.
Yeah. It's so impressive. Okay, so Mr. Gunther, staff reports.
Yes, good morning. Thank you, Chairman and Commissioners and all of our guests here today. Just briefly wanted to follow up on some operational activities. As we expected, our operations recovered quite well following the events of Hurricane Harvey. We anticipated that we would receive most of that cargo that initially diverted our port following the storm, and we did. Container activity at Barberscut and Bayport facilities combined showed an increase of 22% in September over the prior year. So we got really busy after the storm, and our people did a great job of handling that business very effectively. At our general cargo facilities, we handled nearly 400,000 tons of steel, which is a large volume, big month, and we were kind of catching up for the week or so that we were out of operation due to the channel restrictions that we had. Overall, for the year, our results remain very strong. Port Houston facilities have handled 28.8 million tons of cargo, which is a 9% increase over prior year. Specifically on our container volume for the year, it continues to be solid. We're up 11% in 2017 for the year, passing the 1.8 million TEU mark through September. We remain confident of this continued growth in the container sector, both on the import side as well as the export side, the remainder of this year as well as into next year. Aside from the comments that were already made, we're proud to see those cranes on their way up the channel, and it just kind of highlights the, another step in our investment in infrastructure to take care of the volume that we plan to see in the larger sizes of vessels that continue to come into the port. So it's an exciting day to see those cranes come up, and look forward to seeing them alongside and removed from the ship and put on the dock and commissioned in the coming weeks. So that's all I have to report.
Thank you so much. All right, so on to executive. G1, acknowledgement of gift to the Port Authority under Section 5007-238 of the Special District Local Laws, $7,268 in relief assistance from South Carolina Port employees. That is really special. Roger, did you want to speak?
Well, it is special. We received a check. It was specifically to aid our employees who were damaged by the storm. I believe that it was the amount by South Carolina Ports Authority employees, and the port matched whatever they gave. So it was a total of a little over $7,200. So it was very much appreciated for our employees.
Similarly, item two was 4 20-foot containers of supplies donated by the Georgia Ports Authority employees and the Greater Sovereign Community for Hurricane Harvey Relief. And item three, acknowledgement of a gift to the Port Authority under Section 5, same section, in relief assistance from the American Association of Port Authorities Port Employee Emergency Relief Fund. Very grateful for those three items. Do we need to approve
Motion.
That?
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Branch, seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Wait a minute. Let's get explanation, Roger, what we did with that money and all that.
Well, we had a team of three people from our organization, Marcus Woodring, Curtis Duncan,
and Trish Baker.
And Trish Baker convened to fairly and adequately disperse the funds that we had and the donations we had. I wanted to highlight, too, that our employees, through the Employee Catastrophic Relief Fund, donated, I think I got this right, $120,000 through donation of vacation and sick leave to other employees in the organization, which was distributed as well. So just an outpouring of support from the industry as well as our own employees to help those that had endured hardship. So we're very blessed.
Very good.
It was excellent.
Motion and second. Who acknowledges? Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Under commercial, item one, approve a one-year extension of the professional service contract agreement with John Manlove Marketing and Communications to provide creative services to the Port Authority for an additional amount not to exceed $420,000.
Motion.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Fitzgerald, seconded by Commissioner Don Carlos. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item two, I'm not participating on this one. Award to CenterPort Energy Houston Electric the purchase of fee property totaling approximately 2.9123 acres and a perpetual easement totaling approximately 5.1 acres out of the William P. Harris League Abstract 30 in Harris County, Texas, in close proximity to the Bayport Container Terminal for an electric supply substation in the purchase amount of $1,126,556.
Motion.
Moved.
Moved by Commissioner Branch, seconded by Commissioner Meese. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under leases, I will take items 3 through 12 together.
Motion. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Branch, seconded by Commissioner Don Carlos. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Items carry. Item 13 needs to be amended. I'm amending it. H13 to clarify that the resolution authorizing an FTZ magnet application is to take effect at today's meeting. With that amendment, is there a motion?
Motion. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Kennedy, seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under finance, authorize advertisement and receipt of responses to 3 formal procurements identified as items 1A through C.
I'll move.
Moved by Commissioner Don Carlos. Seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Items carry. Under health, safety, security, and emergency management, item 1, approve staff's ranking of vendors and award a 2-year professional services contract with an option for a 2-year extension. in an amount not to exceed $100,000 for hazardous materials incident response services to the top-ranked proposer in order of ranking. First, Oil Mop LLC, doing business as OMI Environmental Solutions. Second, Garner Environmental Services, Inc. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
By Commissioner Kennedy for Oil Mop LLC. Seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item two, authorize an agreement with the Houston Ship Channel Security District for payment of the current year contribution in an amount not to exceed $42,900.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Fitzgerald.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under infrastructure, item one, approve staff's ranking of vendors and award of professional services contracted in an amount not to exceed $138,700 for enterprise asset software capability assessment project phase one to the top ranked proposer. Staff ranking first, Technology Evaluation Centers, Inc., and second, Computerized Facility Integration, LLC.
Motion.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Branch, seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item two, approve staff's ranking of vendors and award a contract in an amount not to exceed $425,200 for container capacity assessment and operation options study to the top-ranked proposer in order of ranking. First, Moffitt and Nickel. Second, Mott McDonald. And third, TBA BV.
Motion for Moffitt and Nichols.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Don Carlos. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item three, approve staff's ranking of vendors and award three professional services contracts in an amount not to exceed $65,000 each to perform inspection of professional engineering consultant services through January 2018 for the initial stage of phase two of the facility inspection and condition assessment program for marine assets to each of the top-ranked proposers in alphabetical order of staff ranking, CH2M Engineering, Moffitt Nickel, Wiss Janney Elsner Associates, Inc. Is there a motion by Commissioner Don Carlos?
Yes.
Second. Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Apparently.
Any opposed? Item carries. All right. Under general, enter into a spur track crossing right-of-way and permit agreement with the Texas Department of Transportation for the construction and operation of a rail spur across State Highway 146, Red Bluff Road. Very much needed.
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Kennedy. Seconded by Commissioner.
Second.
Branch. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item five, enter into an industry track agreement with Union Pacific Railroad Company for Bayport South Access and authorize a payment to Union Pacific for force account work on connecting Union Pacific tracks in an amount not to exceed
$1,193,559.
Motion.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Kennedy, seconded by Commissioner Branch. Mr. Jenkins, would you mind speaking to this briefly?
Sure. So this is the important work that our partners have to do to bring the rail track in from the main line down into Bayport. It facilitates the ridge links that the commercial group has worked for.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited about that. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Madam Chairman.
Yes, sir.
May I excuse? Can I back up just a moment and ask a question?
Sure.
Okay, on the approval of the contract for the container assessment, it was some questions asked. Why did the...
Which one are you talking? What's the number?
Oh, number two.
A2.
What was the difference, Roger? Why we picked the one, the cost was a lot higher than the others? And I know there's a reason for that, but will you explain it?
Well, I will. We went out for a request for proposals on this item to seek expertise as we move forward with what we're calling our 2040 plan. The Bayport terminal was master planned and completed in the late 90s. We opened the terminal in 2007. Processes have changed, equipment has changed, technologies have changed. So as we move forward in our growth, we're looking for the opportunity and seeking the expertise of terminal planners as we plan for to increase efficiencies or to get more capacity on our existing footprint. So it is something that we need to take a look at now as we master plan. We had varying bids on that, our proposal amounts on that, but it was because we asked for specific evaluation, some modeling that was going to be done as we looked at the opportunities. Jeff, if you want to add on to that specifically, but we interviewed all of the proposers that submitted a proposal on this effort, and we selected the one that we felt had provided the best value for the port. Jeff, you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, we put out an RFP that had four eligibility criteria. A couple of them were related to pieces of property that haven't been previously master planned, and the other two components had to do with modeling. And so, but we didn't necessarily tell them how to respond. So yep. we had five proposers, and there were varying levels of proposals there.
Right.
And the ones that we did not recommend, they just gave us a very bare bones baseline model, baseline collaboration efforts. And the one that we selected, that we're recommending, and one that was just approved, it's a model. It's a piece of software that we'll get a license for that is really robust. We'll be able to go in and ask it different scenarios and make changes, and it also provides simulation. Those that we didn't recommend, if we wanted to do that, we have to go back and pay additional costs for those components. And there's timing with that because they were in excess of $50,000 every time when we asked those questions. That's what those pieces were going to be. So they're going to be commission items every time as well.
I'm good with that. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Thank you for the clarification. Eric, did we vote on the item
five?
Yes,
we did.
We did. Okay. So next, permits, licenses, and pipeline easements. I'll take items 6 through 15 together.
Motion to approve.
Moved second. By Commissioner Kennedy, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Items carry. Item L1, reject all bids and authorize the readvertisement for competitive sealed bids for miscellaneous filters for Barber's Cut Terminal, Bayport Container Terminal, and Turning Basin Terminal.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Commissioner Kennedy.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under awards, amendments, and change orders, item 2. Approve staff's ranking of vendors and award a 2-year contract for mowing services and landscaping maintenance at various Port Authority locations in an amount not to exceed $750,000 to the top-ranked proposer in order of ranking. First, Yellowstone Landscape. Second, Maldonado Nursery and Landscape Service. Third, Personal Touch Management, Inc., doing business as Special Touch Landscaping.
Motion to approve.
Approval of the recommendation of the staff.
Moved by Commissioner Kennedy, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald for staff's recommendation. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 3. Okay, so I'll take items 3 through 7 together.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Branch.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Items carry. Under M. 1, award a 2-year contract with LinkedIn Corporation, the sole source provider for recruiting and trade marketing access and services in a total amount not to exceed $58,350.
Motion. Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Don Carlos. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. And under general, we're going to amend and restate the restated Port Authority's retirement plan.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Commissioner Kennedy.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under technology, item 1, award a purchase order to Mythics, Inc. for software support services for J.D. Edwards Enterprise Resource Planning Software as reflected in that item.
Motion to approve.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Kennedy, seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 2, award a purchase order to NetSync Network Solutions for required hardware and support for the situational awareness and SharePoint applications using a State of Texas Department of Information Resources Cooperative Purchase Program contract in the amount reflected in that item.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Kennedy, seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. We're now going to recess the open meeting and convene an
closed meeting as permitted by Texas Open Meetings Act and Government Code. Conduct a private consultation with attorneys, including consultation regarding memorandum of settlement agreement with the City of Seabrook, Texas, and consulting services by Interface Consulting International, Inc. Deliberate regarding real estate, including deliberation regarding disposition of Bayport area real property, economic development negotiation of incentives, employment evaluation of public employees, including deliberation regarding public employees, and security-related matters. Work commission will reconvene in public session after closed meeting.
Motion to consider two items. First, there is an RCA on the agenda under Q1 to issue a license to Selenies Limited for 3 monitoring wells and 12 recovery wells on Bayport Terminal property adjacent to the small boat channel in Pasadena.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Commissioner Kennedy.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Commissioner Meese, do you have a motion?
Yes, I do. I move the chairman. I move the to authorize the Port Authority to pay amounts to Interface Consulting International, Inc. for consulting service on the terms discussed in the executive session, and to authorize the chief legal officer to do all things necessary to give effect to the foregoing.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. That concludes the meeting of the October meeting of the Port Commission. This meeting is adjourned.